Well, good morning to you all. I'm going to ask you to take your Bible and turn to Psalm 131. Psalm 131. This was our scripture reading to begin the service today, and we're going to begin our service with that psalm as well. Psalm 131. And while you're turning there, just give me an opportunity to say thank you. Thank you for being here. It cannot be understated how much of an encouragement it is to be able, as a Christian, to come together every single Sunday with so many other people who are trying to serve God like I am. Thank you so much for being here. And just by being here, just by being in this building, you give such great encouragement to me. It's wonderful to be here and wonderful to worship with you and to study with you today. Psalm 131, the Bible says this: O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty. Excuse me. Nor do I involve myself in great matters or things too difficult for me. Surely I have composed and quieted my soul. Like a weaned child rests against his mother, my soul is like a weaned child within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth and forever. I'm going to level with you this morning and tell you something about myself, that I don't like to preach from Psalms. You can go back through the history of my time here. There's probably not many times I have preached on a psalm, and there's a reason for that. It's not that I won't do it, but I find it really difficult because the psalms are poetic and emotional, and sometimes I have difficulty wrapping my head around poetry, and sometimes I have trouble reading the message of a psalm and finding a way to package that message in a sermon. It's not the easiest thing in the world. But as I was reading through my Bible last week, it was by God's providence and maybe a little bit of sheer luck as well that I came across this psalm. And I actually got it, and I think I understood how to package it, I think. This song was written by King David. And it's a piece of music in which David describes his childlike trust in the Lord. He starts in verse 1 by saying, O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor my eyes haughty. He says, I'm not an arrogant person. I don't think too highly of myself. He says, I don't have haughty eyes. And that's the idea of having lofty eyes or lifting up your eyes. It's kind of the idea of looking down on other people, looking down your nose at other people. It's the idea of lifting up your eyes because you think you're awesome. David says, I'm not arrogant. I don't lift up my eyes like that. He says after that, I don't involve myself in great matters, which is kind of funny considering the fact that what's David's occupation? He's a king, and he says, I don't involve myself in great matters. Can you imagine if our president said, you know, I don't involve myself in matters of national security? That doesn't make much sense for David to say, right? But he says, I don't involve myself in great matters. And by that, he's saying that I recognize that even as the king of Israel, there are some things too big for me, some things that are beyond me. He says after that, I don't involve myself in things that are too difficult for me. Or your translation may use another word. It may use the word marvelous. I don't involve myself in things that are too marvelous for me. And that word has a hint of mystery to it. The idea of having something too difficult for you or too marvelous for you is that there are some things that you just don't understand. There are some things that you can't comprehend or wrap your mind around.